Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on X at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 14th of September 2024, and the title of today's show is Cheaters Gonna Cheat, White Hat's Movie Continues. Is this the precipice? And so all eyes were on the debate between Trump and Harris this week and caused quite a media stir all week. So I'm going to be allocating quite a bit of time to that. And so much is coming out about the Harris campaign's, role in this debate that Kamala Harris's credibility is down the toilet. So it's very entertaining to watch it. So the first thing to note is that only the day before, I think it was, the debate, Kamala Harris's campaign launched their policy page, which of course people have been calling out the fact that there was no policy page and she can't seem to articulate what her policy is. The Gateway Pundit reports, whoa, metadata reveals the Harris campaign's policy page is a copy and paste hit job from Joe Biden's campaign website. This is pathetic. Kamala Harris waited more than 50 days since she stole Biden's delegates and became the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee to release a policy page on her campaign website. Kamala Harris finally, in the dead of night, released a policy page on her campaign website dubbed A New Way Forward. Harris's policies are merely catchphrases. She absurdly claims she will lower taxes and secure the border. We know Kamala Harris is to the left of Bernie Sanders, so how did she pivot to the centre so quickly? It turns out the Harris campaign actually copied and pasted the policy page from Joe Biden's campaign website. Even the far-left hacks at TNR, the New Republic, went after Kamala Harris for stealing from Biden. All of this creates the impression that at least some of the Harris's campaign's policy language was copied and pasted from Biden's documents. That would be an embarrassing miscue from the Harris campaign, which partly came into being because of a perception that a refresh was needed to garner enthusiasm in the Democratic Party. It doesn't help that the section on her website about her Israel-Palestine policy seems very similar to what Biden's campaign was saying, TNR wrote. According to the metadata, Kamala Harris hastily lifted the policy page from Joe Biden's campaign website, and Corinne Green on X posts they copied and pasted the policy page code from Biden's website and couldn't be asked to change it. Quote, join our campaign to re-elect Joe Biden today, end quote. The rest of Kamala Harris's website has Harris metadata. A New Way Forward is Joe Biden's policies, the same exact policies that have destroyed the US for the last 3.5 years. Hardly a new way forward. After being exposed, the Harris campaign removed the Joe Biden metadata from her policy page. This was also confirmed by the Gateway Pundit. The Trump campaign on Monday morning dismantled Kamala Harris's campaign policy page, dubbed A New Way Forward, released in the dead of the night. CNN also ran a segment exposing Kamala Harris, leaving host Erin Burnett stunned. And the segment in question is referring to Harris's 2019 campaign positions, which is the opposite of what she goes on to claim are her policies during the debate. You can't make this stuff up. It's hilarious. Fancy pasting stuff from Joe Biden's page and leaving his name in. It's just like what happened at the DNC when they gave out the policy, which was all focused on Joe Biden's re-election. It didn't mention Kamala Harris at all. This is why I truly believe that the White Hats are controlling all of this. And I'm going to be covering more of that after I finish covering the debate. But, you know, it's more theatre of the absurd. So on to some of the reviews of the debate itself. The real story behind the Kamala-Trump debate. This is the Vigilant Fox. As the mainstream media rushes to crown Kamala the winner, here are the details that they're not telling you. The Kamala-Trump debate is now over and the mainstream media is rushing to declare her the winner, but Americans aren't buying it. Kamala carried herself as a typical politician, sticking to rehearsed talking points and failing to address the core issues facing the country. Speaking of rehearsed talking points, Trump quickly called her out on an economic soundbite that was apparently fed to her. "That's just a soundbite. They gave her that to say," Trump declared before retorting, "She doesn't have a plan for the economy. She copied Biden's plan, and it's like four sentences, like, run, Spot, run." On the topic of abortion, Kamala declared, "The freedom to make decisions about one's own body should not be made by the government." But whoopsie, Kamala forgot that her administration denied that same freedom to Americans when Biden's vaccine mandates essentially forced 100 million American workers to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. Then the moderators jumped into the debate to defend Kamala Harris. Megyn Kelly lamented the absolute gall of ABC to keep fact-checking only Trump while letting her lie in every answer is infuriating. This exchange captures the tone of the entire night, as David Muir, known for giving Kamala Harris 100% positive news coverage, focused on fact-checking Trump in real time as he detailed reports of eaten pets in Springfield, Ohio. Kamala went as low as to push the bloodbath and very fine people hoaxes that were debunked by even the mainstream media. Trump's bloodbath comments were in reference to the auto industry, while Kamala failed to deliver the full context of Trump's very fine people comments with respect to Charlottesville. Of course, the moderators offered no fact checks on Kamala's false claims. In a surprise moment, ABC's Lindsay Davis challenged Kamala on her socialist ideas to do away with private insurance. "In 2017, you supported Bernie Sanders' proposal to do away with private insurance and create a government-run healthcare system." Like fracking, Kamala pushed the idea that her values haven't changed while reversing course on every policy idea that doesn't benefit her chances of winning. Kamala also said she and Tim Walz were proud gun owners and wouldn't take away anyone's guns. She forgot that she literally called for a gun buyback program on NBC News. While Democrats pushed the idea that Trump is a, quote, threat to democracy, he flipped the script on them, mentioning the fact that the Democrats staged a palace coup against Biden before coronating Kamala as the nominee. Speaking of Joe Biden, Trump asked on stage before millions of people, "Where is our president? We have a president that doesn't know he's alive," he declared, as he mentioned the Democrats threw him out of a campaign like a dog. Trump continued to go on offense regarding the crisis at the border, which has resulted in millions of illegal aliens pouring into the country. Trump challenged Kamala to leave the debate immediately and convince President Biden to sign an executive order to close the border, saying she could wake Joe Biden up from his nap and get it done today. Kamala made the mistake of accusing Trump of dividing the country based on race. But whoopsie, her hypocrisy was exposed as she failed to acknowledge that there's a video of her nodding in agreement with the idea of special laws for black people. Kamala's closing statements fell flat as she made the pitch to the American people that voting for her is voting for a new way forward. Except there's one harsh reality. She's literally been in power for 3.5 years. In the final moments, Trump delivered a crushing blow to Kamala Harris, mentioning that she continues to promise wonderful things, but hasn't done anything while in power to fix it. He harped on the Biden-Harris administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan that resulted in 13 US soldiers dead, saying, "I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan." In his ending sentence, Trump called the Biden-Harris duo the worst president and the worst vice president in the history of our country. Clandestine on Substack also does an analysis, a full debate analysis. Trump won convincingly, had a strong performance, despite going into a 3-1 debate against the moderators. However, Kamala did not bomb and did enough to keep her campaign alive. I would say barely alive, but there you go. The story of the debate is ABC showing their blatant bias in favour of Kamala and weaponise their fact checks solely at Trump. They let Kamala lie unchecked about everything from the Project 2025 hoax to the Charlottesville hoax and everything in between. The ABC moderators showed a clear and obvious hostility towards Trump that they did not show towards Kamala, and in many cases teed Kamala up to bash Trump with prepared talking points. It's now abundantly clear why Kamala refused to accept the debate on Fox News, because her campaign knew she would receive preferential treatment on ABC. Kamala was also well rehearsed, which is unlike her, almost as if she had the questions given to her ahead of time. If ABC were willing to be adversarial towards Trump, why would they stop there? Why wouldn't they give Kamala the questions? ABC, who are part of Disney, just confirmed on national TV that they are in bed with the DNC. And given their warlike posture towards Trump, I think it's safe to assume Kamala's campaign were made aware of the questions beforehand. With all that being said, Trump got the viral moments of the night, stuck to his game plan, and brushed off the endless lies and repeated attacks from both Kamala and the moderators. Kamala's optics were terrible, with her constant smirking, making faces, emotional responses, and monotone, phony tone. And Trump refused to let her get her viral moment. Kamala's game plan was to appear more moderate and blame Trump for all the problems she and Biden created over the last 4 years. But anyone who has been paying attention saw this for what it was. Given Kamala held her own and did not implode, we can expect the compromised MSM to claim Kamala won. And the headlines will be about Trump talking about Haitians eating pets. However, the viral internet clips will belong to Trump. Overall, Kamala did not gain any ground. Trump put on a solid performance, and the public got to see the MSM are clearly engaged in election interference in favour of the Dems. Net positive for Trump. The Federalist also reports on the debate. This is reporting 25 lies Kamala Harris told in her debate against Trump. Here are some of the biggest falsehoods Harris told during her debate with Trump. Taking a page out of her boss's playbook, Vice President Kamala Harris told major whoppers during her Tuesday night debate against Donald Trump. With help from left-wing activists masquerading as debate moderators, Harris whitewashed her extreme record, lied about Trump's policy positions, and more. Here are some of the biggest falsehoods she told throughout the evening. She claims she grew up a middle-class kid. That is not true. Trump's tax cuts. She falsely insinuated that the 2017 tax cuts approved by the Trump administration disproportionately benefited America's billionaires and corporations. That's not true. The biggest beneficiaries were working and middle-income filers, not the top 1%. Trump's sales tax. Harris claimed Trump will implement a sales tax. Trump has not pledged to do such a thing if elected president. January 6th, Harris contended that the January 6th, 2021 riot at the US Capitol was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Contrary to Harris's claim, the J6 events did not put American self-governance in jeopardy, nor did it expose Americans to risks like those experienced during World War I, the Japanese attacks on Pearl Harbor, or World War II, to name a few. And actually, there was an outcry because, of course, the debate was held the night before 9/11, when 3,000 people died during the collapse of the World Trade Center Twin Towers. And of course, many more died following that because of the exposure to toxic materials caused by the collapse, or should I say, controlled demolition. And bear in mind, there were only 4 deaths at January 6th, and they were all Trump supporters. Then the next lie was Project 2025, which of course, Trump's denied being involved in many times. Just restoring Roe. When asked whether she supports any restrictions on abortion, Harris dodged the question, instead claiming that she absolutely supports reinstating the protections of Roe v. Wade. Incidentally, Harris has also voted against the protection of babies born alive after botched abortions. Pro-life laws criminalize miscarriages, ectopic pregnancies. Harris claimed that several states have Trump abortion bans that make it criminal for a doctor or nurse to provide health care, threaten women with prison time, and make no exception even for rape or incest. Not true. Trump's abortion stance. She lied that Trump will sign a national abortion ban. 9-month abortions don't exist. She also used her time on the debate stage to assert that nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. However, data from the CDC shows that thousands of abortions are performed after 21 weeks gestation. Border bill. Harris claimed a congressional border bill proposed earlier this year would have stemmed illegal immigration and fentanyl at the US southern border. That statement is categorically false. The bipartisan measure would have enshrined the existing invasion into federal law. SCOTUS immunity ruling. Harris mischaracterized the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity, claiming the decision would mean that Trump would essentially be immune from any misconduct if he were to enter the White House again. Fracking ban. I will not ban fracking, she said, but her position was clearly against fracking as she ran for her party's 2020 presidential nomination when she said, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Minnesota rioters bail fund. Harris denied that she undertook efforts to bail out left-wing rioters following the 2020 death of George Floyd. But of course, she tweeted about it and the tweet is still up on X. Trump's role in January 6th. Harris claimed that Trump incited the Jan 6, 2021 riot at the US Capitol. Of course, we all know that's not true because he asked the protesters to peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard and also tell them to go home. J6 deaths. Harris claimed that some police officers died as a result of the demonstrations. This is false. Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes, not from the violence perpetrated on Jan 6. And as I said, the only other deaths were actual MAGA supporters. Fine people hoax. She repeated the debunked lie that Trump praised white supremacists marching in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, when he said there were fine people on both sides. Bloodbath hoax. Harris regurgitated the false narrative that Trump claimed there will be a bloodbath if he loses this November. Trump's NATO comments. Harris distorted the former president's remarks by claiming he told Russia it could do whatever the hell it wants regarding Ukraine. Autocrats' preferences for president. Harris claimed that the world's autocratic leaders are pulling for Trump to win. While there's no definitive way for Harris to know this for most leaders, Russian President Vladimir Putin did publicly throw his support behind Harris's presidential bid last week. Combat zones. Harris claimed that there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world for the first time this century. And there's a wonderful debunking of this in a tweet, I think, or a report, which is a video of military personnel actually in a war zone saying, "What the F are we doing here then?" It was hilarious. Blaming Trump for Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Harris attempted to pin the Biden-Harris administration's botched Afghanistan withdrawal, which got 13 US service members killed, on Trump. Trump has always said that they should have taken the military out last, not first. Gun confiscation. Harris claimed that she doesn't support mandatory gun confiscation. This is false. She has openly expressed support for a gun grab. Trump's foreign policy record. Harris claimed Donald Trump is weak and wrong on national security and foreign policy. Trump actually brokered multiple peace agreements between Israel and Arab states. Defunding the police. Harris shook her head and claimed that's not true when confronted by Trump over her past support for defunding the police. Harris has previously expressed support for reimagining policing and redirecting resources from police to other areas of government, such as schools and small businesses. Finally, IVF. Harris claimed that under Donald Trump's abortion bans, couples who pray and dream of having a family are being denied IVF treatments. Trump, however, has openly touted IVF and even promised that he would make taxpayers fund it. So it's liars, liars, pants on fire again. Based on Kamala Harris's performance at the debate, a lot of people have been speculating that the questions were shared with her before the event, during her practice period, as she was far more lucid and there was less word salad than she has ever shown in any interviews or previous appearances. And we have a response from ABC. ABC denies Kamala Harris was given debate questions in advance amid calls for internal investigation into network for debate rigging. But their denial statement is suspicious. This is Gateway Pundit. ABC denied Kamala Harris was given the debate questions in advance amid calls for an internal investigation into the network for debate rigging. Trump and Kamala Harris faced off for their presidential debate on Tuesday. It was 3-1. The debate moderators, David Muir and Lindsay Davis, fact-checked Trump at every turn, yet, and they ignored all of Kamala Harris's lies. Kamala Harris told over 24 lies and dodged questions, but the moderators did not fact-check her, not once. ABC News released a denial statement, but it's a little suspicious. "Absolutely not," an ABC News spokesperson told the Daily Beast. "Harris was not given any questions before the debate." The spokesperson also said no aides were in contact with moderators David Muir and Lindsay Davis, the Daily Beast reported. But was Harris given the topics in advance? According to the rules laid out by ABC and agreed to by both candidates, no topics or questions will be shared in advance with campaigns or candidates. Kamala Harris has a close friendship with ABC's bosses. The debate moderator, Lindsay Davis, was also Kamala Harris's sorority sister. This was never disclosed by the network. Additionally, Lindsay Davis revealed how she and David Muir and ABC schemed to protect Kamala Harris in a post-debate interview with the Los Angeles Times. Former Clinton advisor and pollster Mark Penn said there should be an internal investigation into ABC for debate rigging. I actually think they should do a full internal investigation, hire an outside law firm. I don't know how much of this was planned in advance, Mark Penn told the John Solomon Reports podcast. I don't know what they told the Harris campaign. I think the day after, suspicion here is really quite high, and I think a review of all their internal texts and emails really should be done by an independent party to find out to what extent they were planning on, in effect, you know, fact-checking just one candidate, and in effect, rigging the outcome of this debate. I think the situation demands nothing less than that, he added. President Trump on Thursday said he will not be doing any more debates against Harris after ABC's rigged debate. And in another report by Gateway Pundit, Lindsay Davis reveals how she, David Muir and ABC News schemed to protect Kamala Harris by ambushing President Trump with fact checks after he crushed Biden in debate. ABC News anchor Lindsay Davis revealed in a post-debate Los Angeles Times puff piece profile how she, ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir and ABC producers schemed to ambush President Trump with fact checks at Tuesday night's presidential debate in Philadelphia with Kamala Harris after watching Trump crush and knock Joe Biden out of the race in their June debate. The fact-checking at the debate was one-sided, with Trump being interrupted by Muir and Davis several times with fact-checks, while Harris was not fact-checked once. Going into the debate, there was concern about Harris's friendship with a Disney executive who oversees the ABC News division. Dana Walden, a senior Disney executive whose portfolio includes ABC News, is one of Vice President Kamala Harris's extraordinary friends, according to a report in the New York Times. Walden and Harris have known each other since 1994, while their husbands, Matt Walden and Doug Emhoff, have known each other since the 80s. Dana Walden has donated to dozens of Democrats and contributed to Harris's political campaigns since at least 2003 when she ran for district attorney in San Francisco. She went on to donate to her subsequent campaigns for California Attorney General and U.S. Senate, as well as her 2020 White House bid. Harris even credited Dana and Matt for her marriage at a fundraiser in April 2022, which was held at Walden's home in Los Angeles. ABC told the New York Times that Walden, who is Disney's highest-ranking television executive, does not weigh in on editorial decisions. After the debate, it was revealed that ABC did not disclose that Davis is an Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority sister of Harris. The day after the debate, Davis proudly gushed to the Los Angeles Times how the scheme to ambush Trump was put in action. Davis, wearing pink glasses while speaking to the Times over breakfast at the Ritz-Carlton in Philadelphia, said the decision to attempt to correct the candidates was in response to the June 27 CNN debate between Trump and President Biden, whose poor performance led to his exit from the race. People were concerned that statements were allowed to just hang and not be disputed by the candidate Biden at the time or the moderators, Davis said. Muir and Davis divided up the topics to study, and Davis fully anticipated that Trump's erroneous abortion claim would come up when she questioned him on the issue. That was an obvious thing to get on the record, Davis said. In the weeks before the debate, various scenarios were played out in table read-like settings where the anchors and ABC News producers tested their questions and played out the possible responses. Trump sharply criticized the ABC moderators in remarks at a rally in Tucson, Arizona on Thursday. The other thing that's been put out on X, certainly I haven't seen any other platforms, so I don't know if it's elsewhere as well, was that Kamala Harris was wearing a listening device disguised as a pearl earring. The manufacturer of the device in question has said that there's a definite resemblance between their device and the earrings that she was wearing, but they can't guarantee that it's the same thing. And other people, obviously Harris supporters, have said, no, it's just an earring from Tiffany's, I think it was. It's not a listening device at all. So I'm not sure how true or false that is. But we also have several people on X saying that there's a whistleblower from ABC set to expose the rigged debate. This is Shadow of Ezra. An ABC whistleblower is set to expose a rigged debate, revealing two key claims. One, the Harris campaign received sample questions that were nearly identical to those asked during the debate. Two, there was a promise that Donald Trump would be fact-checked while Kamala Harris would not face any scrutiny. The whistleblower also points to several other elements designed to give Harris a significant edge in the debate. I wonder if we'll hear any revelations about the use of secret communication devices. It was actually Black Insurrectionist on X, .net YouTube, who made the original post about this whistleblower. I will be releasing an affidavit from an ABC whistleblower regarding the debate. I have just signed a non-disclosure agreement with the attorney of the whistleblower. The affidavit states how the Harris campaign was given sample questions, which were essentially the same questions that were given during the debate, and separate assurances of fact-checking Donald Trump, and that she would not be fact-checked. Accordingly, the affidavit states several other factors that were built into the debate to give Kamala a significant advantage. I have seen and read the affidavit, and after the attorney blacks out the name of the whistleblower and other information that could dox the whistleblower, I will release the full affidavit. I will be releasing the affidavit before the weekend is out. Now, I haven't seen that being released yet. Ariel on X, whose handle is Proletario1, also tweets about this. The theatre of war. This continues to play out to expose the system. Now imagine the public knowing this ahead of the potential second debate. We all watched a well-rehearsed Kamala Harris who was coached by Hollywood professionals in preparing for her debate with D. Trump. This is helping slowly erode the image of the Democratic Party. Devolution is the only way to conclude that everything being shown to us to uproot this entire corrupt system to give people more incentive to vote for D. Trump, who has shown us that he is willing to punish those who have committed crimes against humanity. He goes on, I guess this op is complete. He has no reason to honour another debate with Harris because the crime is on tape for the border czar who pretended she has nothing to do with the current crisis. And there's a screenshot of a Truth Social post by DJT. When a prize fighter loses a fight, the first words out of his mouth are, I want a rematch. Polls clearly show I won the debate against Comrade Kamala Harris, the Democrats' radical left candidate, on Tuesday night, and she immediately called for a second debate. She and Crooked Joe have destroyed our country with millions of criminals and mentally deranged people pouring into the USA, totally unchecked and unvetted, and with inflation bankrupting our middle class. Everyone knows this and all of the other problems caused by Kamala and Joe. It was discussed in great detail during the first debate with Joe and the second debate with Comrade Harris. She was a no-show at the Fox debate and refused to do NBC and CBS. Kamala should focus on what she should have done during the last almost four-year period. There will be no third debate. And Ariel goes on, this was the goal the entire time. D. Trump knows he does not need to debate anyone. This is about making the crimes obvious to the American people because it helps build the case against them for the 2020 election fraud. And that's in response to Leading Report, who says, breaking, Trump suggests that ABC News should lose its broadcast license after the obviously biased debate moderation. So yet again, Trump has laid the bait for these corrupt organizations and people to expose themselves. It's wonderful to watch. And Santa Surfing posts on X, our commander-in-chief, President Trump, walked the front line of this war last night. He set the landmine and the Dems didn't see it. Trump sues ABC and George Stephanopoulos for defamation back in March 2024. ABC tried to dismiss the case, but that was declined. Trump goes to the lion's den, ABC, with his debate against the hyena on September 10, 2024. Moderators are debating Trump and not fact-checking Kamala. The moderators were involved in election interference by knowingly standing by all of Kamala's lies and not once debunking her. Presently, Kamala is the border czar, is destroying American lives and humanity and using tax dollars to aid and comfort illegals, crimes against humanity and treason. Now Trump will go through his lawsuit with ABC and guess what he just got? An arsenal of applicable evidence. Trump is now calling for ABC to lose its broadcast license. The fake news media will be forced by the courts to start telling the truth. And or will they all lose their licenses? Boom. Tegan1776 replies to Santa Surfing, one ginormous sting operation on all fronts. The treasonous and seditious conspiracy crime spree gangsters will have their expiration date and it won't be pretty for them. And Santa Surfing replies back, exactly, and all on camera. Another form of interference was raised by Sasha Stone on Substack. How ABC manipulated viewers with cinematography. A reader sends me the following insight. Hollywood knows how to manipulate and guide emotions any way they want when scripting a show, and use of lighting and camera angles, visuals, when to be in split screen and when not to be, and all sorts of other subtleties, usually unnoticed by the viewer, feeds our senses while we watch to create the desired emotion. This debate was professionally and tediously choreographed precisely to discourage Trump voters and see him in an angry, incompetent light, while the angel effect was placed on Harris. It was not aimed at Harris supporters as much as it was aimed at us and the undecided. They had to create more hate for Trump. It's no wonder so many of us went to bed discouraged, our own anger over the unfairness we noticed. That they wanted us to notice, coupled with their cinematography, which was purposefully crafted to discourage us and give the world the illusion of a Harris win. It deserves an Oscar in all departments, sound, lighting, script, costume, set, etc. But when I woke up yesterday, I saw it with fresh eyes. Sound bites on social media removed the full movie effect that had a hold over us and allowed me to hear things he said that I never caught the night before when my senses were so ambushed. My conclusion was, Trump won on substance and merit, Harris won on bullying, gaslighting and evading. Here's my answer, and this is Sasha Stone again. I'm not sure I noticed the lighting thing. What I did notice was that they kept Trump and Harris in a tight two-shot, meaning they never pulled back to show just how much shorter she is than him. That makes a big difference. Their camera showed them to be of equal size 95% of the time. I know that was deliberate because everyone knows height matters in elections. As a contrast, the Trump and Hillary debate, which shows them both in full body shots, they didn't dare do that with Harris. When they did pull back, it was a strange perspective so as not to notice the height difference. I will also note that the only viral story that has emerged from the debate is the eating cats and dogs story. While the Democrats are trying to spin this as a major negative on Trump, I'm not so sure that is what people want for Harris. I think they wanted her to come out of it with some viral bump. We will not know the debate's ultimate impact until the polls come out later this week, but the memes will live forever. And back to X on this again. Clandestine posts, we are witnessing a fascinating post-debate shift. The ABC fact checks were not true, which has inversely drawn more attention to these topics, aka the Streisand effect. Springfield, late-term abortion, gun confiscation. Public discourse on X has thoroughly debunked ABC's fact checks and brought video receipts for every single Kamala lie. As time goes on, public perception is falling more in favour of Trump, thanks to the reach and influence of citizen journalists on X and other social media, circulating the video evidence that disproves Kamala / ABC's lies from the debate. This not only proves Kamala and ABC lied, but it's further confirmation that the MSM are in bed with the DNC, and once again proves Trump was right about the media being corrupt and out to get him. The more the media attack him with such blatant bias, the more it validates Trump's entire narrative and discredits the Dems for weaponizing the media against Trump. They just proved a deep state exists while the entire world was watching. Initially, I did not think this debate would have much impact on public perception or change the calculus in November. But as I observed the public's response on social media, I think this performance from ABC woke up more people than I projected. Normally, the moderators are more subtle with their bias, but ABC made it so obvious that some of the remaining normies are starting to notice. Glitches in the matrix. Well, it certainly seems to have backfired on the Harris team, because Slay News reports Trump surges past Kamala Harris post-debate, internal poll shows. President Donald Trump has surged past Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris following their controversial debate earlier this week. The Trump campaign poll was conducted after this week's presidential debate. It shows that Trump received a bump in his numbers following the debate. Vice President Harris, however, remained flat. The poll was conducted by one of the top pollsters in the country, Tony Fabrizio. The survey focused on voters in the 7 swing states where the election will be decided. Last night, we conducted a survey of 1,893 likely voters across our 7 key target states, a memo from the campaign said. We found that despite the best efforts of Kamala Harris and the media to portray the debate as some kind of overwhelming win for her, voters did not see it this way as support for her remained flat. The only change we saw was a 2-point bump for President Trump in both ballot configurations. In our post-debate data, President Trump leads Vice President Harris by 2 points, 48% to 46%, and in the head-to-head ballot, he is up 3 points, 50% to 47%. The memo added, clearly target state voters were not impressed by Kamala Harris's empty platitudes, and while the media would have people believe she is cruising to victory, this couldn't be further from the truth. Gateway Pundit reports independent voters in Tim Walz's home state of Minnesota are breaking for Trump. Kamala Harris is probably going to regret choosing wingnut Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Since the decision to bring Walz onto the ticket, her numbers have actually gone down in Minnesota. Now we are learning that independent voters in Minnesota are breaking to Trump. Can you even imagine the meltdown of the left if Trump wins Minnesota, despite the state's governor being on the Democratic ticket? Another sign of Kamala Harris's unpopularity, Trump supporters line the street in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, to protest Kamala Harris's campaign stop. That was Gateway Pundit as well. Now, you've probably heard that Taylor Swift swiftly endorsed Kamala Harris after the debate. and Resist the Mainstream reports Trump the troll in chief trolls Taylor Swift by copying Eras Tour shirt design. Former President Donald Trump angered Taylor Swift fans after his campaign released new merchandise that appears to have been influenced by the singer's Eras Tour. Trump's official campaign X account, Team Trump, shared a post Thursday morning announcing their new Trump shirt, the Trump Era shirt, and taking a shot at Swift and her Swifties. The white shirt depicts several colourful photos of Trump during his presidency and has a black and white image of him raising his fist featured in the middle. Below the image collage, it reads Donald J. Trump and Make America Great Again. On the site where the shirts are being sold, it is introduced with the words, Look what you made me do. The shirt is very similar to Swift's Eras Tour shirt, which has the exact same layout. The shirt is available to anyone making a $45 to $1,000 donation to the Trump campaign. When the shirts were launched, there were 200,000 available. On Friday afternoon, there were over 182,000 sold. Now, I mentioned in the title about the White Hats movie continuing, and that's because there have been some hilarious things happen this week that really make it the theatre of the absurd again. And it really raises questions about if these people are really controlled by the White Hats. First of all, RTM, Resist the Mainstream again, reports See It, Waltz accidentally calls Harris prostitutor instead of prosecutor. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz made a verbal gaffe during a campaign speech that has left many shocked and amused. While introducing Vice President Kamala Harris, Walz inadvertently referred to her early career using a term that raised eyebrows across the political spectrum. Intending to highlight her experience as a prosecutor, the governor stumbled over his words, resulting in a phrase that sounded remarkably like young prostitutor. Not the B dubbed the error a level 10 Freudian slip, considering Harris's controversial background and rise to power over the years. And this, of course, relates to the allegations and some photographs that suggest that in her early years, Kamala Harris may well have been an escort. I can't believe that was an accident. I really can't. This is why I think we are watching a movie. And then the last one is we had Biden wearing a MAGA hat. And this is reported by Gateway Pundit again. Joe Biden keeps Pennsylvania man's Trump 2024 hat. Trump campaign provides new one. Gateway Pundit reported that a man attending a 9/11 event at a fire station in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, handed Joe Biden a Trump 2024 hat. Actually, it's been reported that Biden actually asked for it. In the video, the man is seen handing a Trump 2024 hat to a grinning Biden, who then puts it on his head. The audience erupts in applause afterwards. According to reports, Biden kept the hat and did not return it to the man. The man's daughter, Kelsey Simmers, told BBC that the Trump campaign came to the rescue and made sure he had a new hat. And there's a meme that I shared on Facebook, which had Joe Biden on one side with the hat on and Trump on the other. And the caption was, Joe Biden endorses Donald Trump. I thought that was hilarious. The other thing that happened was a photo of Joe Biden surrounded by Pennsylvania kids wearing Trump and MAGA gear. And it's another indication that the White Hats are in charge. This is because I've got News Treason Channel 17 on X saying, what are the chances? Exactly 3 years ago, fake Biden was pictured in Shanksville on 9/11 with a group of kids wearing MAGA hats and shirts with a box over his shoulder that says Q on it. And exactly 3 years later, in the same firehouse, he's pictured putting a MAGA hat on. If you believe either of these events would ever happen without the White Hats making this actor do them, I don't know what to tell you. You are watching a scripted movie. Finally, a quick coverage of my last topic. Is this the precipice? Because on the surface, it seems like we're getting closer and closer to World War III. And the Rees Report, this is Greg Rees on Substack, major escalation towards World War III, NATO forces starting war with Russia. In February of 2022, Biden threatened the Nord Stream pipeline. 1 month later, he was a harbinger for World War III. 6 months later, the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed by NATO forces. NATO forces who overthrew the Ukraine government 10 years ago. NATO forces who have been building bioweapons labs and missile systems along the Russian border for decades. And now NATO forces are discussing plans to deploy advanced long-range weapons to target deep into Russia, which would most definitely trigger a full-scale war with Russia. Vladimir Putin responded yesterday to this major escalation. He said that this is an attempt at manipulation because it is not about allowing or forbidding the Kiev regime from striking inside Russia. They are already doing that with drones, flying devices and other means. But when it comes to using AI precision weapons, long-range Western-made ones, that's a completely different story. The point is, and I've already mentioned this, any experts could confirm this, both ours and Western ones, that the Ukrainian army is not capable of launching strikes with modern, high-precision, long-range Western-made systems. This is only possible with the use of a proprietary system, which Ukraine does not have. This information comes only from European Union or United States satellites, essentially NATO satellites. That is the first thing, and very importantly, maybe the key thing, is that flight missions on these rocket systems can basically only be programmed by military personnel from NATO countries. Ukrainian servicemen are not able to do this. That's why it's not about allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not allowing it. It's about deciding whether NATO countries directly participate in the military conflict or not. If this decision is made, it will mean nothing less than the direct involvement of NATO countries, the United States and European countries, in the war in Ukraine. This is their direct involvement, and it significantly changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean that NATO countries, the USA and European countries, are at war with Russia. And if so, given the change in the nature of the conflict, we will make the corresponding decisions based on the threats posed to us. Vladimir Putin. Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK, he's nicknamed Starmageddon for what are going to be fairly obvious reasons. He's just flown to meet with Biden in DC with the Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, I think his name is. He's a complete nutcase as well. To talk about, you know, giving permission to Ukraine to use the UK weapons and the US weapons to fire into Russian territory is absolutely insane. However, what I do think is, and I've said this on a previous show, that I really believe Keir Starmer is playing a role to wake people up. He is, of course, a WEF puppet, like many others in our unfortunate Labour government. But, you know, I don't think we're going to get to World War III because I'm pretty sure Trump and Putin are working together. Putin has been very restrained through all the attempts to provoke him, which have been going on for years. He's not going to jump into a nuclear war because, I mean, it's like in war games, you know, nobody wins. So I think this could be what Q was referring to as the precipice. It's only when you're at the precipice that people actually wake up. And, you know, it's either going to be that or Project Bluebeam, I think. So we'll have to wait and see. But it's interesting because there was a very strong indication or shall I say, evidence of how the rest of the world views the Biden administration. And this is a report from Big League Politics. Polish politician Grzegorz Braun tells disgraced US Secretary of State Antony Blinken to get lost. Grzegorz Braun is a voice of sanity in the European Parliament. This was actually published today, actually. Grzegorz Braun, a Polish member of the European Parliament, recently manifested strong opposition to Poland's pro-NATO stance on the Russo-Ukrainian conflict. He was strongly against the United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken's recent meeting with Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski, declaring, "Blinken, go home as soon as possible. Get lost. We don't want you here. We don't want Polish people paying and dying for your wars." The remark came after a high-level meeting between the two diplomats, which ended with a joint press conference. The discussions dealt with Poland's attempts to pressure the US into relaxing restrictions on Ukraine's use of Western weapons and missiles against Russia. So not a very good stance to take, because we do not want Western weapons and missiles used against Russia. But the point is, they just wanted to get Blinken out of the country. Later in the report, it did say that Sikorski, the foreign minister, did warn or caution about the potential consequence of such a military move, warning that it could lead to a direct confrontation between NATO member nations and Russia. He said, "If this decision is taken, it will mean nothing less than the direct involvement of NATO countries, the United States and European countries in the war in Ukraine. The British people are absolutely up in arms against Starmer, sending £3 billion or pledging £3 billion a year, as long as it takes, to support Ukraine in this ridiculous war. At the same time as they are depriving pensioners of their winter fuel payment, which is only costing $1.5 billion, and ridiculous arguments from these idiots in the Labour administration saying it would have crashed the economy, when they're sending another $11.5 billion to third world countries against climate change. It's absolutely insane. But despite the insanity we're seeing around us, from the US and the UK and most of Europe as well, in terms of the destruction that this uncontrolled immigration has meted out on the natives of these countries, with rapes and murders and horrific things happening, I do believe that we're getting to a tipping point. I've said this before. I think the rate at which all of this is being revealed and really shocked people into waking up, I think this is the precursor to things turning around absolutely monumentally. So that's the belief I'm hanging on to, and belief fuels manifestation. So if we all focus on that, then that'll be the outcome that we get. So that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. And thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And thank you also to Nancy for producing, and to Derek Condit for sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. And you can find him at mysticalwares.com. And before I go, just like to remind you that you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. Have a browse through the site, got lots of information on there, certainly in the blog section. And I've got quite a few things up my sleeve at a wide range of price points that I'm going to be offering very soon. And they will be very much focused on delivering fast transformation, so that you can live the life you really want to live. So I'm looking forward to sharing those with you, and I'll keep you posted. So until next time, stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.